All right. Just have to go down there and confront her myself. Find out if what she was feeling was actually genuine or she's simply being a conniving femme fatale.
Come on now, Dr. Crane. It's not like men have never used sex to get what they want.
How can we possibly use sex to get what we want? Sex is what we want!
That's cute. A lot of men can resonate with that. And here is a letter from a woman who's struggling with exactly that type of a situation. Dr. Kenner, my fiancé and I have been in a relationship for 11 years. We have 3 children. So the question that I have is, why aren't they married? I love this man more than anything in the world. Now hold that thought in mind as I continue. I love this man more than anything in the world. He has cheated on me a few times in our relationship. I've not gotten over it, but I've put it in the past. It's gone but not forgotten. Lately, he's been acting strange. He's been degrading me. We spent almost no time together. In bed, it's the worst part of all. I wonder if he loves me. When we go to bed after talking about having sex, he won't follow through. When we do have sex, it's all his call. The position he wants, for how long he wants it. We don't even have sex anywhere but in the bedroom. Then afterwards, he rolls over on his side of the bed and goes to sleep. No words are spoken. I feel like a living, breathing sex toy that he can pull out and put any way he wants when he wants it. His idea of foreplay is oral sex for him, just to give him an erection. He never focuses on me, which really makes me feel dirty. He says he loves me more than life itself, but he rarely shows it. He shows the opposite. Why, if he is still attracted to me, can he not become aroused by looking at me or thinking about having sex with me? I just want things to be better, and to tell you the truth, I'm starting to think about how I want to live from now on, and I know this isn't the way. Can you please help? You're my last hope, and I don't know what to do. Is there any advice you can give? I would be so grateful. I've put so much into this relationship, not to mention 3 beautiful children. I don't want to walk out just because I'm not happy in the bedroom. Thank you so much for your time, Megan. Well, first of all, it's not that you're just not happy in the bedroom. You're not happy with the whole relationship. Now, watch what happened when you spoke, Megan. You started off by saying that this man, I love this man more than anything in the world. And then you got into what one psychologist calls the letting go mode. You then end up by saying, and to tell you the truth, I'm considering walking out. Now, this is a phenomenon that Dr. Pennebaker, he's the one that wrote a book, Opening Up, calls letting go, being truthful with yourself. And he notes that this is a very common pattern, that people will say, I love my parents. We have the perfect family. My parents support me in whatever I do. I wouldn't change anything about my childhood, really. And then later on, they say, my father's such a bastard and my mother takes it out on me. Dr. Pennebaker says that many times when someone starts off in therapy by saying, we have such a close family, my little sister is so great, that 9 out of 10 times the disclosure is going to treat him to a vicious attack on that family or sister or whomever they're talking about. So step one, Megan, is to be truthful with yourself. You may wish that you love your husband more than, or not your husband, but your fiancé more than anything in the world, possibly because you've invested 11 long years with the hope that he would be wonderful. And now you're committed. You've got 3 kids, so you're connected with this guy for life. But facts are facts. You can't do anything about them. This guy is a cheat. Multiple times. The pain's still there for you. He's not making any amends. He degrades you. You feel totally invisible. He doesn't give a damn what you feel in sex or whether you feel. He is using you. assuming that you're not the type of person that just clams up and never says anything, even though he tries to draw you out. And why hasn't he married you, or why haven't you connected? I'm assuming if he asked you that you'd marry him in those 11 years. Is it possible, this crossed my mind, that he wanted the liberty to say to the woman that he carouses on the side, these affairs he's having, that he's not married? And he wouldn't be married, but he is married if he's been with you for 11 years, even though, and with three kids. If there's a tacit agreement that it's a committed relationship, then even though you don't have the legal document, he'd be lying to the other women and to you. So this dude may have some wonderful qualities, but I would say he's got some major, major deal breakers. He is dishonest, and he makes you feel invisible. And invisible is exact opposite of a soulmate. A soulmate makes you feel wonderfully visible. So I'm assuming that you have a good character, that you don't cheat. What I would recommend doing, because it sounds like you're not quite letting your mind fully open up and look at all the facts clearly and integrate them and make them into a unity and then take action based on them, that you get the book After the Affair. Because it's a book that helps you stay connected after a partner's haven't had an affair. But it's also a book that helps you see what your partner, the cheating partner, needs to do to make amends. And if you see that never would your fiancé take these steps, then at least you have some solid rational guidelines to say, he's no good for me and I'm leaving. So I'm hoping that will help you out. That book is on my website, drkenner.com. Notice if you stay with him, you'll just get more of the same. And it will get worse, so it won't really stay the same. And what message are you sending your children? You'll be sending them the message that it's important to stay in a bad relationship, one in which you feel invisible and used, and put up with being a side dish in your husband's life, or fiancé, but to be husband. And that's what being a good wife means, and this is what relationships are all about, suffering silently, privately. If you divorce, you can actually liberate yourself and your kids from the chronic pain, and you send your kids a very different message. You send them the message that happiness does matter. And if you can't reach this guy rationally, it's time to cut your losses. So I would get supportive counseling for yourself to help you make the decision. You could have a few couple sessions just to see where he goes with that. And if he makes a complete turnaround, you know, I've seen that happen, then that's one thing, but it would have to bear the test of time. And you can also have counseling with your kids and get them private counseling if you're moving towards divorce. So you may want to ask yourself one question too. Why did you stay in this relationship so long? Are there family dynamics from your own family of origin that have kept you with this guy for 11 years? I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. Hope that helps. And if you have a question and you'd like to call me, my number's toll free, 1-877-DRKENNER. I'm a clinical psychologist, and I can take any questions on family, kids, any problems you're having. And again, the number's toll free, 1-877-DRKENNER. Dr. Kenner, DRKENNER, and that's also our after-hours line. You can leave a message on that, too, if you'd like. When we come back, we have, let's see what we have next. We have someone who's a specialist. We have your questions, of course, but someone who's a specialist on ancient Greece, and he's going to give us some tips on happiness, and we also will talk about what happens if you have an illness and you fake more ill than you actually are.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
Sometimes partners feel that one or the other is being unfair, but often neither is intentionally trying to provoke or take advantage of the other. For example, Doug feels that Marcy is being unfair when she leaves clothes and boxes scattered all over the house. Doug is neat and organized, and due to his sense of order, he thinks she should just know better. He feels put upon as he picks up after her. Marcy has no idea that such behavior bothers him and resents that he is
irritably intruding on her method of unpacking. Such perceived unfairness can be resolved with better communication. Partners should not keep an accounting ledger to make sure there's fairness. That's far too mechanical. Goodwill and a sense of fairness will often do the job.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.